Say on the parak of Nazim Mishnah Beis. Eilu al Eilu Tumais and Nazim Galeach. We learned before that not every tumah requires a nazir to start over his naziris. So now we're going to list the ones that cause him to shave his hair and start over his count of naziris. Alameis, if he touched or moved or went into the oil with a dead human body. Akazais men ameis, even flesh of the mace, the size of a kazais, the size of an olive. Kazais netzel. Netzel is some type of liquid, rotting liquid coming out of a decomposing mace. It has the sad status of the mace himself. Amoli talvat rekef is a large spoonful, which is the size, more like a ladle, the size of a handful, two handfuls of rekev, also is rotting dead body parts. Ala shidra ve'ala gilgoylus. If even if there's no flesh, if it's just the spine and the skull, each one of them independently is enough to matame him to the extent that he'll have to start his naziris again. Kamuvan, even less than this is matame him. Tumas meis. Even a person touches a bone of a dead body that's the size of a barley grain, it's matame him. But not every tumas meis causes the nazir to have to start all over again. So these are the most stringent ones. Basically, they're all equivalent to a human being. You have Shidrim and Gogolis is main part of the bone structure. Al-Avrim and Ames, also a complete unit. One of the limbs, there's 248 limbs in a human being. A limb basically means a bone that and the skin around it. So for example, a finger has three joints in it. Each joint is Ava. A hand has 30 Ava in it. V'im Ava min val Ava min achay sheyesh ala basa karoi. Also if it's Ava of a live person, a chopped off of a live person, provided that it has the flesh around it. This goes both for the Ava min ameis and Ava min achay. In order to be considered Ava, it has to have the bone plus the flesh around it. Achatzi kavat somos. As we said before, a much smaller amount of bones is metamehim, but to cause him to have to start off his naziris, you have to have half of a kav of a tzomus. Yeah, that's a certain measure. A revius that we drink today for Kiddush is a quarter of a lug. And there are four lugim in a kav. So it's 16 revius. And this is half a kav, it's 8 revius. Like 4 cups of bones, a little bit more. Bachatzi lug dam, a half of a lug of a dam, like a cup of blood. Al magoyim, whether he touched them, al masam, if he moved them, al oilam, if he was in the same tent as them, or he leaned over them, or they were on top of him. Oh, now it says, al etzim, all these things, he has to start his naziris over again, whether he touched them, moved them, or is in the same oil. We mentioned before, what about etzem kisaira? Etzem kisaira also could cause him to start. Etzem means the size, a bone of the dead body, the size of a grain of barley. Could also cause him to have to start over again, but that's only if al magoy val masoy, if he touched it or moved it. But if he was in the same room as it and did not touch it, that will not be a time in him. Al eila nozim agalech mazim ashlishu shri v'seis akoydman. All these tumas, the nazir is megaleach, he has to shave his hair. Mazir shlisha v'shivi, and the third and seventh day of his count, he has to have the paraduma water sprinkled on in. So he says a koitman, he has to start his count over again. V'ein matchil limlas, he does not start counting again. Achi yita, maybe, or maybe it's kovan oizav. Till he goes through the 7-day tire process, and afterwards bring those kovanas, then he starts counting his naziris again.